In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Yeah, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
The Electric Flag was a blues rock band featuring Mike Bloomfield on guitar and Buddy Miles on drums. It can't beat a combination like that.
I don't know who they are.
Oh, you should.
I don't think I'm going to like this song then.
Their debut album, A Long Time Coming, featured this Howlin' Wolf blues classic. Listen to Killing Floor. So good.
Ow! Oh. Ooh, Howlin' Wolf.
That's right.
Blues classic. I never heard of it.
It's awesome.
Where did it hit on the charts?
I don't know.
When was it released?
Sometime long time ago.
Oh.
On a record chart far, far away.
Only you, my love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dusty Springfield recorded the single in September of 1968 for the album Dusty in Memphis. This song hit number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Listen to Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Ooh, he was.
Yes, he was.
How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Oh, yes, he was.
The only one who could ever reach me
was the sweet talking son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me
was the son of a preacher man.
The only one who could ever move me
sweet
was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever prove me
this portion of the show is being brought to you by
Dippity-Doo.
You!
Dippity-Doo.
For setting your hair.
Dippity-Doo.
Rollers.
Dippity-Doo.
Easy, neat.
Dippity-Doo.
No slips, no drips.
Dippity-Doo. Dippity-Doo. Dippity-Doo.
Real body.
Dippity-Doo.
Hold and hold.
Dippity-Doo.
You.
For you.
In case you don't know, that was a commercial for Dippity-Doo.
I used to use that. It was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It curled your hair and it stayed.
Wow, I bet.
But you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
You don't have hair.
Exactly.
Exactly.
My next song is by the British rock band 10 Years After. It was written by Alvin Lee and is a lead single from the band's 1969 album, A Space and Time. It is the band's only top 40 hit, peaking at number 40 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Just squeaked in there. And it was their most popular single. Here's I'd Love to Change the World.
I
Song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Honestly, for hitting 40, I would think that would be better than 40. I think it would be like maybe number 10.
You're coming around to the dark side, aren't you?
No.
Yes,
that's just
you
a
are.
Pretty song.
Well, wait to hear my next one.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The best-known version of my next song was by the American Breed in 1967. It peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Let's get some exercise while listening to Bend Me, Shape Me.
You are all the woman I need, and baby, you know it. You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet.
Shape me any way you want me. You got the power to turn on the light.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
The Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw.
Pig Boy.
Yes. Pig Boy Crabshaw.
Oh, this is going to be a real doozy.
Is a 1967 album by the Butterfield Blues Band, Pig Boy Crabshaw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
It featured this blues classic, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw.
Mm-hmm.
There is nowhere that they hit the 100 chart, was there?
That was their album.
Mm.
It's their classic album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one and only, probably.
Yep, probably.
My ears hurt. Well, the Young Rascals released the song in 1967, and it was one of the 20 hits that they released that year. It hit number one in Canada, where they were really popular. Here's A Girl Like You.
Someone opened up a door for me, a girl like you, girl like you. Must be you that caused this feeling in me, you that fills me confident, you that brings the best out of me.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by our mystery sponsor, a product that is so good that they're paying us to keep anyone from associating it with this program.
You know, and as always, we encourage you to really listen to our commercials and buy the sponsor's products, whoever they are.
Because they're a mystery to us.
They're a mystery. They won't tell us.
They're a secret.
Today I was in sort of a bluesy mood.
I noticed.
I don't know why. You know, if you really like, I could come up with a few more tracks from the Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw album.
No, thank you.
No?
No, I think one song is enough of his.
No, really?
Yes.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
I'd like to end this show with something by the Monkees.
But that's not a song, my love.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.